Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, man, into hour number three, we're going to be talking to our man Steve Coonan. We had a big conversation yesterday, a lot of feedback on the text line about just what is the direction of this Hawks organization? Who is this new architect going to be? Is it going to be a guy who's been a GM? I thought we were looking at some of the guys, or at least part of the teams that are still in the playoffs. Is that not happening? Because we were talking to Ogiri, right? Ogiri from the Raptors, the team president who built the Toronto championship that Kawhi won a couple years ago. Remember, Nick Nurse was the head coach and they fired him. But we'll talk to Steve and see what Steve knows. What does Steve know and when did he know it about what's going on with the Hawks? That's coming up later this hour. Right now, though, it's time to talk some dogs. Hey, man, this hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We didn't have this yesterday. We were talking about the Dog Nation article off the air. We got on the subject of Belichick, and speaking of when did he know and what was going on, how old that Jordan Hudson was when they were dating. But getting back to Kirby, I thought it was interesting with the Jeff Sentell article that's out there about how, and one of the things that comes up, and I respect Kirby, you know, kind of, you know, bowing up and using his platform the way that Nick Saban did for years to kind of try to set the tone for the rest of college football. But Abe, how are you going to recruit a star? And there's a possibility he might be making more than one of your established players. You're not going to go down that road?
Well, look, there's a couple things at play here. And if you remember, there was a time where Saban's refusal to adapt to what was going on in college football cost his team over the course of a couple of down seasons. And you go, if you remember his complaints about the up-tempo offense and all that stuff, and he tried to work to get some things changed. Guess what? They didn't change. You know what changed? His ideas, his stances, and he also went with that. And his... As much as I believe Kirby's trying to do the right thing for what he believes is in the best interest of football, college football, it's not going to change because he feels that way. And so It's more like he needs to get prepared to try and sell juniors and seniors on staying when the freshman coming in is making more money. The real question is, and this I do think Kirby has control of, can you still sit a freshman who's making whatever he's making because of the playtime thing? And you go back to that Jackson Cantwell thing, right? I told you, I said money might be part of it, but I also think you can make an argument that he might have a tough time starting as a freshman because of the O-line under Kirby. How does the money play out in those discussions too?
Well, there's always the argument. I mean, the helicopter parents, sometimes that's a part of the equation. You know, you get, well, my kid can start over there. I mean, that's, I always joke around with Carl. He's good friends with Kevin Sumlin. Sumlin got at Texas A&M because he had all these quarterbacks. Remember Baker, all these guys.
Yeah.
And you had dudes that were upset about their starting time. Kyler Murray, and next thing you know, they're hitting the bricks. So in the case of a starting tackle, it's okay. If I'm Kirby, he gets to play. And if this kid is as good as he's supposed to be, how is he not better than anything you've got? When those guys couldn't beat out the guys who got just trained, got run over by Ole Miss and Notre Dame last year.
Yeah.
That's my point about the depth chart. I mean, specific to Georgia, not the big question about, and we'll get to that in the big picture. But Stacy Searles and this offensive line you've got, you get guys that are going to the NFL, and that's great because Georgia's a brand, and it's amazing these guys are all going in the first, second, and third round, but they couldn't do jack when it was, you know, nut cutting time against teams like Notre Dame. But, I mean, and then this guy can't come in as a five-star and start? You can't promise that?
I can't promise it. No, I still think there's a difference between a guy that just turned 18 and a guy that's about to turn 22.
This dude looks like he's about 50.
His dad was a tank. I agree. But there's still a level of development and getting used to the speed and the strength that other guys had that you've got juniors and seniors right. that have adapted to.
I mean,
that.
That's why sometimes the early enrollees, they come in that winter semester, yeah. and that's almost like they're ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And that's always an option. The point I was getting to about like Miami specifically, because I saw a lot of stuff on social media this week. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there are no Miami fans. Like the undergrad is like 8,000 people. Okay. Yes, guys do graduate from Miami, and they do really well. It's a great school. But all these people that root for Miami, that are just they drive me nuts. You know, what'd you major in? Window tinting? Come on, get out of here. You know, this stuff that for instance, they're in their bag that somehow Georgia fans are upset that Miami basically just overspent, and it was purely the money. Abe argues about the starting ability versus, Kirby wasn't prepared to maybe tell a white lie. No, you can start for Georgia, and maybe you wouldn't.
Right.
But I just think Miami, for years, guys, it was illegal. Remember Nevin Shapiro, the basketball program, the football program? They were doing crap that was so illegal, it's not even funny. Now, of course, now it is legal, and they're pretty good at it. But remember, at the same time Miami was pulling this crap, Todd Gurley was trying to sell the jersey because nobody at Georgia was cutting him checks. On the side. So my point is, cry me a river, Miami, that you feel, oh my God, your reputation's being besmirched over, how you won this recruit. You're a bunch of dirtbags down there and everybody knows it.
Yeah, I think from that perspective, it's Miami fans saying that they want other fans to believe that they can win a recruiting battle, right? Like, that's what it really boils down to mm-hmm. is we can win a recruiting battle too. It's not always about the money. That's kind of what I would look at it if I was kind of bothered right. by this. But in the end, I just wouldn't be bothered by it. I was like, I don't care how we get players.
Right.
If it's money, if it's a recruiting sales pitch, if it's facility, I don't care how we get them. Just get them.
Right. And that goes back to, look, it's a combination of the coaching sales job. Nobody's better than Georgia putting guys in the NFL right now. It truly is the gold standard. We get that. Mm-hmm. And Ohio State's right behind them, and certainly Miami has got a rich history. But I think you get a better coaching staff up here than you do down
right.
there
yeah.
based on how they perform, year in, year out, and how Miami absolutely choked down the stretch and blew great opportunities. Look, as a Florida State fan, Miami, tell me about it. We got stuck with DJ freaking Ukulele, and they got Cam Ward because Cam Ward got paid a dollar more. And that's the price of doing business in today's college football. So you got to give credit to Miami. If Miami's better organized with their collective, as I joked around, look, you can go back, if you don't know Nevin Shapiro, you can look it up. But, now it's legal, and you've got to have your ducks in a row. And if you've got some serious alum with deep pockets and you're organized, that's how you win now, period.
And if we're going to be honest,
that trumps Kirby and everything that Kirby's built on his resume. Let's be honest. Cristobal, compared to Kirby, that's a pimple on somebody's butt as far as his coaching resume.
Well, the other aspect that I view this at, and maybe people get offended by this if you're a Hurricanes fan, is you're desperate for that win. You're way more desperate to win Jackson Cantwell than Kirby and Georgia
right.
is.
But I'm saying, if you're Miami, just say it. We're better at getting the money out there. And there's, as Abe just said, that's the way the game is played today. There's nothing wrong with that. But to sit there and somehow feel like, now you're making it like Georgia sound like the Ivy League or something. No, it's just Georgia has a tremendous reputation, and it's built on the work that Kirby has established in the mold of Nick Saban. And it's when you hear about a five-star guy from Missouri picking Miami over Georgia, I think a lot of Georgia Bulldog fans and Bulldog Nation go, what the hell just happened here?
Yeah, and again, if the worst thing you have to do is deal with the insult of you only got him because you had more money, I don't care. I got him.
You got him. End of story.
It's a bottom line business.
Look, if Florida State had come to me, okay, I'm just a silver chief. I'm not at the upper level. I don't have the great parking space. And they had said to me, for instance, I was joking around with Day-Day about this. Imagine if you came to me and said, hey, give me an extra $1,000. I guarantee you we can get Cam Ward. I'd have cut the freaking check, and I'm small time. That goes back to the collective. If you could have told me, Florida State had one of the most embarrassing, humiliating seasons in recent memory. They went from being on the cusp of a national championship to an unmitigated disaster. And part of it was you had a quarterback that everyone knew was a joke. And you lost out on the better quarterback. If you could have literally come to me on June 1st or whatever it was, you'd say, hey, you give me an extra $100,000. We get, X amount of guys throw an extra $1,000 in the kitty. Give me a good parking space guarantee. I get Cam Ward. I'm in.
Yeah, I want to take this back to the original Kirby Smart comments, though, because it's it's tough because I think we all know it's approaching what he presented, and you're maybe trying to find a way around it. You're maybe trying to stem the tide. It's just not going to happen. It's how many times do we have to say it in regards to college athletics? The toothpaste is out. You can't put it back in. There's just no way to limit the money freshmen and incoming high school seniors can make.
I know that Kirby talked about, we got some audio. Danny, what's the audio we got Kirby on?
I mean, basically, tying all this in, he's saying, because part of this is the fact that now you got general managers,
right?
Starting to really become prominent in college sports. And Kirby's like, I don't need general managers to, because now that's helping convolute the situation with the money. And here's what he had to say.
It's still a relationship business for us. If we were drafting and we could go across the state and say, okay, this is our draft pick, I think a GM role is really, really important. But when you have to have a relationship with somebody, how does that GM have a relationship with somebody when they have been watching tape? They're not spending time with them. Most of those GMs that are true GMs, they don't want to recruit. Right. They don't want to have a relationship. They came from NFL because they weren't doing those things.
Is it a state law that the University of Georgia hire a football GM? You don't want a GM, then don't hire one. You're Kirby Smart.
You're the most influential man
in the state of Georgia. If you don't want a GM,
you're the biggest voice right now other than Nick Saban in college football.
If you don't want one, don't hire one. And don't worry about what other programs are doing. That's their relationships that are either good or bad. You lose me on this one because he has the power to just say to whoever, you know, the AD or the president at Georgia or whoever, hey, I don't want a GM. I want to handle this on my own. Okay, then handle it on your own. This one irks me a little bit.
Good article, by the way. Connor Riley at Dog Nation posted earlier today, basically saying ESPN makes its thoughts on Georgia head coach Kirby Smart perfectly clear in the new rankings.
Yeah.
Where should Georgia be ranked right now?
Because
I don't trust – guys.
One?
It's not that I don't – you want to trust Gunnar Stockton, but I got a bunch of good buddies. They're all class 88, and they're big boosters, and they're like – It's the conversation we had about Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
I want to trust Gunnar Stockton. Did a hell of a job throwing in the game against Texas. He nearly knocked his block off. But still, you know, that's a small sample size to feel he can be that dude.
Do we really need to create some environment where we feel bothered by the fact that you're ranked 3 or 4? Like, there is a level where it's, like, irresponsible. You can't rank Georgia probably 7th, right? That's probably irresponsible as a college football scribe. If they're not 1, like, okay, 2, 3, like, does it matter?
Well, I mean, you're still
really bothered.
You're still looking at, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it used to matter a lot. You could be Auburn, be unranked, and then find yourself screwed out of a national championship game. But now it doesn't matter because you got help.
Yeah.
You got 12, soon it'll be 16 teams. Everybody in the SEC and the Big Ten has a better advantage on strength of schedule, provided the committee recognizes it.
So what? Who's ranked 1? Texas. You're going to play Texas. You'll be able to prove it. Like, to your point, the rankings preseason.
And Texas lost as many people as you did.
Well, they got the arch thing, and they believe way too much. You know, you talk about questions about Gunnar Stockton. I don't know if I'm fully behind the arch hype bandwagon.
I like Steve Sarkisian. He was a really nice guy, but I'm telling you what, I'm not convinced he can win a national championship.
At some point, you got to prove it, Mike.
I mean, look, they ran with Ewing. They went with Quinn Ewers. I think if he doesn't get Arch Manning smashed up in that, remember the play where he comes in and gets, they didn't say it was a concussion against Ohio State. I think they go with him in the second half because everybody in Texas saw it. The ceiling for Quinn Ewers is right here. Biggest thing he did certainly was a comeback against Arizona State here at Mercedes-Benz. But you just the ceiling was so. How did you not just say, "Look, I got to go with Arch"? See, that's the difference between Sark and Saban. Saban is losing to Georgia. He says, "I'm sorry, man. I got to take you out, man. I'm putting 2 in." You know, and he did it, and he had the balls to make that move. You know, and that's this that, to take Hurts out and put 2 in. Not many coaches have the guts to do that. I don't think Sark had the guts to do it himself.
And by the way, there was a little bit of Kirk Cousins situation with Quinn Ewers because he came out before the draft and said, oh, I was hurt. I was playing with this half the season and all that stuff. So,
well, that was more to beef up his draft stock, too.
Well, isn't that what Kirk Cousins was doing to beef up his value as well? It's the same thing.
But in the case of Texas, hey, Georgia beat you twice, pal, including Euro House. So you want to rank him ahead of Georgia? Knock yourself out.
Kirby loves it, right?
Right.
Aren't we always talking every year about what's the motivation that he's going to use for this week or that week? It's always something he finds it. It's just more fuel.
Right on. Hey, guys, I got people fired up yesterday. Abe disagrees, but, you know, it's not like I'm being Sparky the sportscaster. I just generally don't like Sean Murphy. I've never liked his bat. And, you know, it's not like guys are stealing bases like they're Ricky Henderson. So the defense to me is overrated. But we'll get into it because I want Drake Baldwin today, Drake Baldwin tomorrow, Drake Baldwin forever. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spade Real Estate. That is some guy talk coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I was just feeling funky today. I asked Dom for some more of that smooth sounds. I told that story that time. I got stuck in traffic, so I went over Northside at the top down. Let it play. And I'm blasting this, and this lady pulls up next to me. She's like, what you know about Rick James, you and I? Trying to maintain my street cred. Oh, yeah. Crank this up. So many changes. What a jam, man. I love this. That Rick James documentary is so good. I think, is it at Stars or Showtime? Either way, it's out there. Together like the... Anyway, it is Dukes and Bell, man. Day-Day producing this bad boy. Abe filling in for Carl. Coming up at 5 o'clock. Are we going to have a hard time winning 10 games this year? Even with the things we believe in? We believe in Penix Jr. We believe in this new-look defense. Because this schedule, Abe's been talking about it all week. It's tough. And that's why, you know, Vegas is a number. There's a reason there's a number, and it's a little low. That's coming up. Also, Steve Koonin talking about the Hawks' search for the next executive to turn this thing around. Real quick, before we get to some guy talk, leaderboard for the PGA Championship up at Quail Hollow. Johnny Vegas goes 1-under, and he is 8-under for the tournament. He has got a 2-stroke lead over a dude named Alex Smalley. There's a lot of guys. He went to Wake Forest. I'm not exactly familiar with a lot of these dudes on top of the leaderboard today, but we do know the cut is going to be around, what, over a 2-over right now. So there's a couple of dudes, some big names, going to have to get it in gear if they want to play golf on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, you talk about, and we were talking earlier about the NBA and familiarity with younger players and maybe that not leading to some knowledge about the teams. I think golf has a little bit of that problem, don't you? I mean, you really got to win more than a major to kind of become a mainstay. We've talked about some of these. There are guys that have majors that you've forgotten about.
Right. And by the way, Xander Schauffele, defending PGA champion right now, he's going to miss the cut. He's got to get it in gear. He's 3-over. Projected cut is 1-over right now. Also, Jordan Spieth, he is right now going to miss the cut because he was 2-over for his round Actually, was oh yeah, he struggled today. Yikes! So we'll see where this one goes. But I do know that if you're looking for some of the LIV golfers, they're not really having a great week. John Rahm is at 2 under, so he's 6 strokes back. But a lot of the big names are talking about tough for Phil Mickelson. Did not bring his A game.
Keep scrolling to find him. Keep scrolling.
Bryson DeChambeau, by the way, at 3 under from the regular tour PGA. Scottie Scheffler. Right where he needs to be. He's making the turn at 4 under. So he's got a chance to get closer to the leader, Johnny Vegas, which I love the name, Jonathan Vegas.
Yeah, Scotty's an interesting one. He's only 4 shots off the lead, as you mentioned. If he can pick up 1 or 2, because you look at the names, as you mentioned, the guys ahead of him, they might feel pressure from a guy like Scotty coming down on moving day.
And I put some of the video up at Mike Bell ATL. Carlos, put him up, C-Dukes, if you want to plague him while he's on vacation. But there's a video I was talking about last hour, and that's with Sean Lowry just losing his mind because they made him play a ball that was basically submerged. So if you hit the fairway and your ball is like cratered, a lot of folks are feeling that's just jive, and the PGA should let these guys clean their balls. And if you don't play golf, cleaning your balls, very important. An update on the PGA brought to you by our buddies at the Georgia Hemp Company. Don't forget, guys, you can visit their new locations, as I mentioned. Pain Relief, they got something for everybody. And don't forget Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. PGA Championship coverage all week on 92.9 The Game. Yesterday, we had people getting really fired up when I put this stuff out there about let's just let Drake keep on trucking until he can't hit. Until they figure him out. Until Austin Riley had to go through it. Everybody out there, maybe who starts like a house of fire in Major League Baseball, has to make adjustments. That was Grant McCauley's point yesterday in our conversation. Grant will join us later. But a lot of guys sticking up for Sean Murphy's defense. Okay. It's not like guys are stealing bases at an epic clip these days. You know?
And you've also
And I get handling the pitchers, and we've got young pitchers, but Baldwin seems to be doing a decent job. Good enough.
You've had a better run of starts as well, so you don't have 1,000 guys on base here and there and double steals. And there was a little bit of that his first couple of days. And look, everything was going wrong when he was forced to start at the start of the season, right? Everything was a disaster. That's what led you to 0-7. And by the way, in those 7 games, he was 1 of 18. I mean, take those 7 games out, the numbers are even crazier. I'm just one, Mike, and I'm just not as done with Sean Murphy as you are. I think there was a stretch when he came back from his injury where he was practically carrying this team solo, him and Austin Riley. All Ozuna could do is walk at the time. So I just think you got to deal with some of these ups and downs. Right now he's down. I think he'll have an upturn as well. And I would imagine at some point, we don't hope, but Drake will turn down.
I don't know. It seems like we got the A's guys that are just so unclutch. I mean, Olsen gets ice cold for like long patches. You know, and Sean Murphy, I went back and looked at because I was arguing with a couple of guys on Twitter about Murph. Yeah, I get it. Great defensive catcher. He's a .230 career hitter. The year that we have this unbelievable clip, we all bat, you know, the best hitting season in the history of the organization, 2023. This cat batted .111 the month of September down a stretch. I mean, and that's supported by a 7. I mean, that was part of like the entire lineup was raking 1 through 9. I'm just not a fan of the guy. He's only making $15 million. I know he has a long-term contract, but it's not like compared to other major contracts in the bigs. It's nothing. But I just know the Braves sort of have a self-imposed salary cap, which if you want to get some money off the books, if not this trade deadline, maybe this offseason, if Drake continues to establish himself, he'd be one of the first guys I say adios to.
Yeah, and I've been pretty consistent. I've said 2 things. I certainly don't think we need to be in a 4 games for Sean Murphy, 1 for Drake. I think we need to see a lot more of 3 and 2 or 2 and 3. I definitely agree with that. And I also have said that if an opportunity to move Murphy comes, I'd be more than open to it and giving Drake Baldwin that run. But I'm not just going to sit Sean Murphy just entirely because of Drake Baldwin. I think splitting them up, lefty-righty, all that stuff still helps.
Sean, it was nice when you had that bases-clearing double. Do more of that, okay? That's what we need, more of that, because that's few and far between. Earlier, was it yesterday that Mina Kimes put this out there, or was it today?
It was earlier today, yeah.
Mina Kimes was on her podcast she was doing, and it was interesting because we played this earlier, and a lot of guys heard it and said, no. She's not being complimentary to Falcons. She's basically being patronizing to Falcons fans. She said we're the best fan base in the NFL. Take a listen.
The Atlanta Falcons are the best fan base in the entire NFL. They have been through the most. Nobody has been through 28-3. Sorry. They by far have the weirdest team. They endure all of this constant ongoing humiliation with equanimity, poise, resilience. They also have the perfect blend of nihilism with a tiny bit of hope that I find unbelievably charming.
Cut it right there. That's my favorite part of that little comment. Nihilism, for those who didn't settle. Are you a big fan of Nietzsche? Or Ray Nitschke?
No.
Anyway, when you label someone, you negate them. But as far as, you know, being a nihilist, in other words, we're fatalist. That we're always expecting the worst thing to happen, which is kind of like I always talk about Atlanta-itis. And there is a degree of that with the Falcons. We're kind of conditioned to expect the worst thing to happen, yet we still love this team and we stick with it. But do you feel she's being patronizing, or she's actually feeling we are a truly good fan base for sticking with this team through thick and thin?
You know, I kind of read it as she was commending Falcons fans for holding their head high through some stuff that would have broken other fan bases.
Right.
We're not broken. We do still have hope. The schedule came out, and we're talking about 10 wins, 11 wins. 12, you know what I mean? Winning the NFC South should be a second afterthought. You know, all that stuff. Like, we're still holding our head high, even though so many things go wrong time after time. And I think she's suggesting not every fan base could handle it the way Falcons fans do. I take that as a compliment.
Well, it's like what Jeff Van Note told me years ago, and it's true. The Falcons break everyone, and afterward, many are strong in the broken places.
There you go.
Actually, that was Ernest Hemingway, but I put the Falcons in there. But and I hope Noter is doing okay. But anyway, it was the fact is, if you're a fan and you stick with it, going all the way back to the days of Fulton County, you know, and as we said, we've taken things to Mina Kimes' point from ESPN on the chin that no other fan base has had to deal with. Hell, we had Saints fans put money together that you know they can't afford to fly a plane. You know, the next year over the Mercedes-Benz, basically talking about us gacking at 28-3 when the Saints are in town to play us. I mean, it is the greatest choke job in the history of pro sports. It trumps anything that's happened since.
But
it trumps Greg Norman. It trumps, you go through all the famous chokes. The Knicks may do it now, being up 3-1 against the Celtics. But, I mean, no one has ever been where we are. And our fan base is still there for it.
But I think that's part of it, right? Like, you're taking it in stride. We're not trying to deny that it was a choke job. We're not trying to pretend it didn't happen. I think that is what she's kind of getting at the base of. It's right. Like, we're aware of it. We look around and we know what happened. And I know Kevin Clark later in the clip talked about the Penix and Cousins situation. We're aware of it.
Right.
We get that it's weird and uncomfortable, and we're riding through it as best we can. Yeah.
Right. We said this earlier. I mean, I know it's hard to wrap your head around because in 2025, everybody wants things instantly, prefab. You know, that's why I said this earlier. A couple of guys said, well, I grew up in Alabama. And it's funny, I actually said, if you grew up in Mississippi, then you get a pass. If you grew up in an area where there isn't a pro sports team, I guess it's a free for all. You can do whatever you want. You know, if you grew up in Carolina, the only team back then was called the Redskins. That's why Dale Earnhardt Jr., for instance, you know, he's kind of, you know, yeah, he watches the Panthers, but he grew up, that was the only team in town, and he rides with it. But it's certainly your prerogative if you don't have a team in your town. I was just raised, just me. Day-Day, where do you fall on this? Everywhere I've lived, I've bought into that town and that team. I had Washington Bullets tickets. Yes, I know. Painful as it may seem, I was there. But you couldn't get Redskins tickets because the wait was forever, but I had Bullets tickets for easy. But you go back. I had Dolphins tickets, and I had season tickets because I love to be in the stands, and now I've had this Falcons tickets since 98, and I root for these guys. I'm never going to back out on it. But not. It seems like, especially for younger people, they just gravitate to what's sexy and what's hot and who's winning.
Yeah, my situation is a little different. So I grew up a Niners fan when it comes to football, right? So when I moved to Atlanta, Niners and Falcons were still in the same division. So it took a real long time for me to really kind of, you know, want to start rooting for the Falcons.
Right.
Obviously, they become different divisions and things of that nature. But it took a long time, even after that, because they were division rivals for so long.
When I got here, Dan Reeves, it was his second year, and I was like, hey, man, that's it. I'm going to get Falcons tickets. I was working with John Kincaid at the time. We used to do a Sunday show on the old 790, and I was like, man, I'm going to go get them. And I couldn't believe how easy it was to get tickets. And then I sat the first year, I was jumping around with my buddy Steve, and then Kenny Byers, my buddies, he's a former fireman for APD, and Bobby was an APD. And I sat with those guys second row in section 124 all those years at the Georgia Dome, and it was great. And then, you know, you bought a Mercedes-Benz. Look, one thing for certain, we got a great experience. The game day experience is fantastic. The stadium is state-of-the-art. We just need to get the team to get back into playoffs for the first time in 7 years.
Yeah, when you move to a new area, it's pretty natural to start rooting for those fan bases. I had two exceptions in my lifetime, and that was, obviously, I grew up here. I grew up in Atlanta, so I was an Atlanta fan. Braves, Hawks, Falcons, Thrashers, all that stuff. When I got my first job in Tampa, I could not be a Bucks fan, obviously. And then when I got another job in Washington, D.C., SEC. I there was no world in which I was doing anything in regards to the Nationals.
Right.
But you're talking about direct division rivals of the team that is always going to be the one seed for me. But when I was in Cleveland, I had no issues pulling for the Guardians, pulling for the Browns, right. stuff like that. But, yeah.
I just think being a Falcons fan, to Mina Kimes' point, it's the hardest fandom. It's the hardest team to be a fan of in the entire NFL. She's right. So I don't know. I mean, guys, I just think the internet makes everybody so jaded. You think that she's just basically cracking wise and patting us on the head? You think that's the way it is, Dom? You think she's – no, I don't. I think she's just basically making the argument that we put up with more crap than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite a pat on the head, I think, to your
I mean,
point,
Cleveland, nobody went through the drive and the fumble.
Right.
But we've got the 28-3, which trumps that, because that was in the biggest stage. That was the AFC Championship.
It's almost like saying you have to admire the Atlanta fans for how they stick with their team despite everything.
I mean, the Jets would be a close second, but they had Joe Namath, you know? I mean, you had the sack exchange. You had moments, you know? But you had Aaron Rodgers, granted, that didn't work out. But and the Hawks are right there. Thing is, and we've seen, Billy Knight. Remember Billy Knight, the old GM? Relax. We've seen this team pass on Chris Paul when we needed a point guard. We've seen this team just do the Luka thing versus Trey will always be there
Gilbert
for some.
Arenas. Didn't they have an opportunity to draft
Agent
Gilbert
Zero?
Arenas?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We'll talk to Steve because someone's going to have to pick the groceries soon. Who's this guy going to be? Rumor was yesterday it was the president of the Raptors. We'll find out what Steve can tell us next with Abe and for Carl on Dukes and Bell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, man, one of our favorite guests, it is Puffy K, the kids call him. Steve Kuhn, everybody's favorite CEO. The playoff ratings are up. I can't imagine what Knicks versus the Hicks, if we can get that going, will be like. Last year, Boston swept the Pacers. I know tonight's going to be appointment TV. First thing, Steve, how you doing, brother? Haven't talked in a while. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you make up Knicks versus Hicks, or did you steal that?
No, that was out there. That goes all the way back to 94. Yeah, that goes all the way back to Reggie and Spike Lee and all that stuff. I think that was the New York Post.
Damn, I was thinking t-shirt business. I love that.
If only. No, my claim to fame at Florida State was I had the t-shirt says you can't spell scum without U-M. But again, I digress.
Nice.
It is our Steve Cooney with us, guys. Steve, I don't know how much you can talk about, or maybe you could throw cold water on it. There was a report out there yesterday that said the organization was talking to the team president of the Raptors.
There's been reports that we basically have talked to everybody but the man on the moon.
Okay.
And his interview, I think, is tomorrow at 3.
I can't believe he got a call before I did, Mike.
Well, you came right below man on the moon and okay. Guy working at gas station.
So that would be Steve Cooney denying that Masai Ujiri did speak with the Hawks? Okay. But
No, that would be Mike twisting words like okay. A pretzel.
Do you have, as best you can share, because again, we know what you're explaining to the audience, your role in the organization is to make the game day experience awesome, which you do. But you have any vibe?
A little bit more than that.
Well, I don't want to give you too much heat, because then you got to explain everything when I start arguing with you about stuff.
Well, I appreciate that, but usually I win, though, so I'm fine with
it. All right, well, then here's the deal. If for perchance Tony Rester's interviewing the candidate, and this candidate says, you know what? You've had your years with Trey. I think we need to blow it up. Does that mean he's immediately disqualified for the job?
Well, I think everybody's entitled to an opinion. Remember, these are a job interview. They're an audition. They're a conversation. They're not a deposition. So I think we can talk about anything. I've been in every single interview, and I think they've been great conversations. And there's been a lot of them.
What I want to talk about here, Steve, is the opportunity that lays in front of the Hawks here, because I'm not sold on Cleveland, the one seed. I'm not sold on Indiana. Boston, obviously, over the course of next season, is going to have a setback without Jason Tatum. I'm not sold on Orlando or Detroit. I just don't think there's that much separating the Hawks, if they can stay healthy, from those teams. And I look at this and say the East is gettable, and I'm hoping to see a significant charge from the Hawks this offseason to set up a charge in the standings in season.
So, Abe, what I'd say to that is this is why you deserve a huge salary in your own show.
I agree.
Let's see what we can do about that.
Right.
I mean, look, you look at what you just said. Philadelphia getting a top draft pick. Wow. You know, that's a wow. And it should obviously help them. But I do think, and I think Detroit is certainly, we saw this year, a team on the rise. Is it an aberration or is it real? Looked pretty real. I mean, if they could have closed a couple of games, they would have been there instead of New York right now.
Right.
So I do think the East is extremely competitive, but I also think we're going to be a very competitive team. That is what we're working so hard to endeavor to do.
I mean, the thing is, with Trey, and I guess as Steve Cooney joins us, guys, the Hawks CEO, I mean, you've got to get him, you know, his Pippen, or, you know, the Jordan Pippen analogy, the Batman and Robin. Jalen Johnson, I know, is that guy if he can stay healthy. But it just feels like when you look back at Trey's career, he's just never had that all-star. Again, Jalen hopefully will be that guy. But do you feel, and should Hawks fans, I guess is the question, expect that maybe this year Wrestler does get into one of those aprons? Because you've got to do something bold to get out of the this rut of the play-in.
Well, I partially agree with you. We certainly don't feel great about being in the play-in for multiple years. You can't just go jettison yourself to an apron. There's a lot of rules, and I know you don't like rules and regulations and statistics and stuff.
Nope.
But I know, and it's much better sports talk radio than this. But, you know, at the end of the day, money is not an obstacle. I don't care what anybody says. It is. But you have to spend smartly. As you've a student of the game, Phoenix is in purgatory. Hockey is in purgatory, okay? I would much rather be in the position we are than both of them. So it's not going in the tax makes you good, or we'd be seeing Phoenix didn't even make the playoffs.
Right.
And they don't have a draft pick to 31. So it's just not as simple as we say. It's great and it's good sports talk radio fodder, but it's just not real. And so we're going to do everything in our power. We've got a lot of aggressive offseason plans, and judge us on our plans. when they're executed.
And I'm kind of wondering, a couple of those plans, obviously, people see the salary cap and maybe getting off of some of the money previously that you didn't have, but it may not all be able to be spent outside of the organization. The way I look at it, Dyson Daniels could be approaching an extension. How much consideration has been given to that, knowing that he's got a club option for this coming year, and then he'd be restricted free agent after that?
Yeah, which makes him a club option under all circumstances for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Look, Dyson had a great year. We think the world of him. We think there's areas of his game that he wants to and can and will improve. And Dyson's going to be very well compensated. There are, other moves that we need to make. I don't think it's any secret that we need more height. We need more size as a team. And I think those things will be addressed. And like I said, judge us on our executed actions and how we do. Obviously, I'm not able to talk about players. I'm not able to talk about free agents.
Right.
But I will tell you, in the last 8 years, there have only been 14 premier free agent signings. It's not like it used to be.
Right.
So much of the modern NBA, which is in place today, with all the new rules, is about how you develop your players. And so what you saw last year with Dyson Daniels, what you've seen with Jalen, who was a 19th draft pick, what you've seen with Zachary Risache from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, what you saw with Mo Gay, what you saw with Vic Krejci, those are development. And that's the only thing you can do every single day to get better. Because free agency, mm-hmm. Is few and far between. If there's opportunity, we will play. We do have money.
Right.
If there's opportunity.
As we said, there's one guy who's got, again, we can't talk about specific players. One guy who's still playing right now who can opt to stay where he's at. Another guy who's I'm talking about guys that would help in the front court. Can't name names with Steve on the show. Steve Kuhn is with us, guys, the Hawks CEO. Right now, guys, for those who are not familiar, Anse Sala is the GM. They're looking to have a guy basically run the day-to-day. Is that basically what we're looking for, is a guy to come in and run what, to be the guy making these decisions you and I are talking about? Because whoever comes in, two ways of looking at it, Steve. Trey can opt out after next year, and we know that Trey's on record saying he wants to stay in Atlanta, but at some point maybe he throws up his hands and says, get me out of here. So that's why it's almost like there's a sense of urgency. You've got to really improve the team this year.
Okay, well, thank you.
You won't take the bait. All right, we're working on it. We're working on it. But that is a consideration. I mean, the big picture strategically is Trey can opt out, or there's going to be a big commitment from Ressler for Trey to stay here, and it's big, big money.
Okay. Again, good baiting. In fact, some might even call you a master of it.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Kuhn. Abe, your shot.
Yeah, we're going to do some math here. Obviously, things work out for the organization in regards to the NBA lottery. For us, 96%, 93%, whatever, with the 13th pick there. But just some wonkiness at the top of the NBA draft lottery. Obviously, the Spurs are right in line. You already mentioned the 76ers. And, some conspiracies about the Dallas Mavericks, but separate of those specifics, I guess I just the more general question, the NBA draft lottery system, do you think it is working as intended because of the percentages?
Yeah, I mean, you watched the Kentucky Derby two Saturdays ago, and a long shot won. We were 3% last year, and does anybody think there was a conspiracy for the Atlanta Hawks to win the draft lottery last year? We won it with 3% chance.
Right.
So this year there's a conspiracy. It's 1.2 percentage points more. But this year there's a conspiracy. But last year everything was on the up.
Yeah, but last year you didn't trade to the Lakers.
There you go. I'll put it to you this way. I'm really good friends with the guy who runs the Mavericks, their new CEO, Rick Welts, who came from Golden State. And I'm happy for him, because if somebody needed that pick, that was them. But you look at the fans in Charlotte. You look at the fans in Utah. You look at the fans in Washington who, the whole idea of changing the odds in the lottery is to avoid tanking. And they finished, I think, fourth, fifth, and sixth, respectively. Mm-hmm. So, You know, I think it could not be working better. I think it absolutely couldn't be working better.
I mean, it did get people talking. Certainly no such thing as bad publicity, take it from me. But certainly it was kind of funny how, you know, I mean, but you get it. I mean, going all the way back to the days of, you know, of David Stern.
Frozen envelope.
Pulling that frozen envelope, which one Stan Kasten maintained. I had to pull a Stan Kasten quote out for social media. Stan was there at the drawing, hearing from another NBA executive who Stan would not give the name of, saying, oh, it's the fix is in. It's going to be the Knicks.
You know, I don't know about then, but have you noticed that it's gone from picking envelopes out of a ball to four different combinations of numbers done by a lottery machine, you know, with...
Right.
Sometimes we say the NBA stands for nothing but attorneys, okay?
Well, I mean, but do you think it is time to
How many attorneys do you think would say, yeah, let's go fix this thing and put everything at risk, this $300 billion enterprise. Right. Let's go fix it because the GM in Dallas made a boo-boo.
And that to Steve's point, that is the argument against the conspiracy because nobody can keep their mouth shut in 2025. Too many moving parts to have something like that stay quiet, as they didn't when they did fix it back in 1985. All right, Steve, have a great weekend.
Your Honor, I thought my first argument was nobody complained when we won number one was the better argument.
No, I mean, it just, and look, I still think, Ian, for people to sit there and go, oh, like, well, somehow we got the booby prize with Zachary Risacher is not fair. I mean, yes, obviously.
Let's see in 5 years.
I mean, exactly. Flagg is a stud. We get that. And Wemby is a force of nature. But this is a guy that we believe in. I'm with you, Steve. I like the guy. Have a great weekend.
Back at you, guys. Hey, if you need an agent, let me know, man. Big contract.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Here's our boy, Steve Kuhn, loving Abe's positivity about the Hawks. I'm peppering him with questions about this team's future.
Well, you know what's funny is, like, of all of my optimism or pessimism for sports teams, people view me and what I say different ways. The Hawks, for whatever reason, is just the one blind spot I have. I am so optimistic every year.
Well, I mean, as are a lot of Hawks fans who keep talking about the young nucleus, but I've been watching this young nucleus stuck in neutral. We'll come back, guys. Falcons, a lot of guys feel that this schedule is going to be too tough for this team to win the division. We'll take a look at it next. We'll also tell you what Mark Grimondi had to say. It's coming up on Dukes and Bell with Abe and Fekal.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.